Hi, this is Lindsay Abbott, voiceover artist, with the third and final part of my podcast on becoming a voiceover artist. Part 3, Your Voiceover Business. Okay, I've got my demo. Is that it now? World, come and get me. Well, not exactly. Voiceover work involves not only learning your craft, juggling several clients at once, admin, invoicing, but perhaps most importantly of all, marketing your voiceover business. Marketing my voiceover business. Marketing my voiceover business? Once I've set myself up, doesn't the phone just start ringing then? Isn't it a question of just doing the voiceovers? Don't I just get an agent to do all this for me, I hear you cry? Well, you could. But getting onto the books of a top voiceover agency takes time. The good ones are oversubscribed and places are usually taken by very well-established voiceover artists and or celebrity voices, such as the brilliant Stephen Fry. It's great to be on their books, but don't rely on them. Otherwise, you'll literally be sitting at home waiting for the phone to ring. You have to get good at self-promotion. Go out there and market yourself, particularly online in this day and age. Make use of free social media such as Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and any other relevant listing sites you know of. Most of them are free. You're essentially running your own voiceover business. You'll need some business skills and experience to start and run your own business. There's plenty of free advice out there. Business Link is one of them. Okay, so what are the rewards? Voiceover work can be feast or famine, just like any business, and it can be a great life doing what you love and getting paid for it. Like any business, if you work hard enough at it, you will succeed. However, if you just hang around waiting for the phone to ring to book you for your next voiceover job, you might just be waiting a long time. This is Lindsay Abbott, lindsayabbott.com.